Friday to everybody. I hope you had a fantastic Father's Day weekend. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters, of course, brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Remember that, CortezWM.com. That's where you can find the independent fiduciary, Carlos Cortez. He's a patriot. He's a God-fearing family man. He's a husband. He's a father. And he can keep all of your investments right here in the United States. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, that's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com for Cortez Wealth Management. I want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day. Seriously, from the bottom of my heart. I'm a father. I got to spend time with my kiddos over the weekend. Went out, did a little pontooning with Eli and his buddy and Reagan, of course. Spent some time in the yard playing catch with my oldest son, Nolan, who had a sleepover over the weekend. I got a brand new coffee maker. Boy, this thing is really fantastic. It does iced coffee and it does iced tea and it does hot coffee. It makes specialty drinks. I guess my coffee bar tab is going to go down. The people here at the local coffee house will probably miss me as I make a daily appearance there. My baristas, I love their smiling faces since they have removed their masks. We have a packed show today. Dr. Jane Ruby is going to join us and Mitchell Gerber. Mitchell Gerber is coming to us live from just miles outside of the Chinese border. We are going to be breaking on this program today the real truth about genocide, the real truth about organ harvesting from live individuals, doctors actually taking live people in and dissecting them, cutting them apart, taking their organs. This is a billion-dollar Ponzi scheme. Well, not even a Ponzi scheme, just a profiteering business. And Democrats in Hollywood are directly involved with the CCP. We're going to break it all down and welcome Mitchell Gerber here to the show. Also, Dr. Jane Ruby has leaked internal documents from the airlines. I don't know if you've heard about this. Maybe the news that you watch, the mainstream media, the major broadcast networks, or cable so-called news networks, as commonly referred to as the enemy of the people, which they absolutely are. Nobody is out here telling the truth. We're doing our damnedest to bring it all to you. But British Airways has lost four pilots. They didn't lose them in the closet hiding overnight. They didn't lose them in the rainforest on some excursion. They didn't lose them to retirement. They didn't lose them because they resigned. They lost them because they are dead. The one thing that these four pilots share in common is that they were all forced into the vaccine by British Airways mandate that all pilots are to be inoculated to subject themselves to the shot in the arm, the jab being falsely referred to as a COVID vaccine. Now, Dr. Ruby says that she has leaked internal documents that show the incentivizing of these pilots, not only that, but flight attendants. And not only did four British Airways pilots die, but we're now getting reports of a Delta Airlines pilot. We're getting reports of a Canadian cargo aircraft where the pilot passed out, was rendered unconscious, had to be removed by stretcher, by ambulance from this flight. Taking you now to Oakland. Here is the quintessential video. One video shows what Juneteenth is all about. You have shootings, you have dead people, you have debauchery, you have savagery, you have twerking. It's all in one video right here from Oakland, California, as breaking at redvoicemedia.com. People were shot, people were killed, people needed medical attention. But instead of allowing the medical crew to do what they were supposed to do, we threw a party. Look at this. This is absolutely insane. This is unbelievable. This is what happens in democratically controlled cities. This is the racism that we're talking about. Living up to the stereotype in Oakland, California. Unbelievable. Today on the program, I want to remind you about AmericaFirstOil.com. AmericaFirstOil.com, AmericaFirstOil.com. CBD, are you up on the CBD game yet? I will tell you all about CBD in a short amount of time that I have because we have to get right into the program. And we have Mitchell Gerber standing by from China or just over the border from China. And he's going to fill us in on the CCP and all of the devastating genocide that's happening over there. Innocent people being gutted alive for their organs as Democrats here in Hollywood. Profits, pedophilia, all of that. It's today on the program. AmericaFirstOil.com is Verve forever. Verve is a veteran-owned CBD company. CBD benefits. Well, let's just talk about a few of them. Psychological. Let's talk about stress and anxiety. Who doesn't have that? Who doesn't have stress and anxiety? Who doesn't have a little bit of PTSD? Maybe you have a major PTSD diagnosis. It can help with that. ADHD, physical pain, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, Parkinson's disease. It can assist you with tremors. It can assist you with all kinds of different things. Me, it was arthritis, totally cured, gone. No more pain because of it. And I will tell you that if you go to AmericaFirstOil.com, you get 50% off site-wide right now at AmericaFirstOil.com by using the promo code VET50. Again, that is VET50, VET50 when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. The Stu Peters Show is on and it begins right now.
One of the worst crimes in history began taking place in hospitals throughout the country as organ transplants suddenly began to skyrocket.
We've been asked to investigate allegations that there has been harvesting of organs of Falun Gong in China. Our bottom line conclusion after considering everything as best we could was that the allegations are true.
I began conducting comprehensive interviews with medical professionals, Chinese law enforcement personnel, and over 50 refugees from the Laogai system. But I estimate that 65,000 Falun Gong were murdered for their organs from 2000 to 2008.
Essentially what organ harvesting means is they're taking Falun Gong practitioners literally like cattle, holding them in prison camps, testing their blood and other vital organs, and when someone comes into the country that needs a heart, a liver, a kidney, they find a match, they take the Falun Gong practitioner, extract their organs, of course killing them in the process.
People who are expecting this to sort of just be solved naturally by all we have to do is sit back and they'll fix it, this is wrong. The West has to take a role. And the one role the West can do is say, these are our values. We cannot go beyond this. There are certain lines we can't cross. This is a red line. That's an absolute red line.
Enver Toti, the surgeon turned bus driver, says it's been 20 years since he removed the organs from that live prisoner. It remains a mystery why so few people have ever heard about the thing he says he cannot forget.
This is my experience. This is a real true story. If you keep silence, this tragedy will continue. And people, they just don't want to touch this evil. Because if you touch this evil, maybe at the end of the day, you may not be able to tackle this and the consequences. That is my guess.
Well, hundreds of thousands of victims are being slaughtered in China. Organs are being harvested from conscious human beings. And the media has been completely absent. Now, the American ignorance isn't the most shocking aspect of the horrifying reality. But what's really horrifying is the complicity, the actual participation in these events by U.S. Democrats. Joining us now is Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, who's quite literally risking it all to expose the truth behind the CCP, organ harvesting, death camps, and how Democrats right here in the United States are backing this genocide. The media is ignoring it. Hollywood is profiting from a multi-billion dollar slaughter that's taking place right on the world stage, right out in the wide open for everyone to see. Mitchell, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Stu. Thank you for having me.
So let's start here. Who is the CCP and why is it important for Americans and really the entire West to know who they are, what they stand for, how they operate?
Well, to understand who the CCP is, it's very imperative to understand that this is a reign of terror that has killed 100 million people, destroyed and decimated 5,000 years of Chinese culture, and is slaughtering hundreds and thousands of innocent prisoners of conscience in state-mandated hospitals under the Chinese military, started in 1999, and just cutting out their organs while alive. Many regimes have come to kill in order to conquer. The Chinese Communist Party has conquered in order to kill. Their history of killing, their diabolic, tyrannical regime, and their just outright brutal persecution of innocent life there's no other regime that is harvesting innocent people in concentration camps, at least 252 concentration camps, 36 death camps, and over 1,800 hospitals, turning their doctors into murderers and killing these people while alive for their organs and fueling a multi-billion dollar business.
What makes you qualified to opine on this stuff? Where are you? How are you risking it all? I want to establish your credibility so people understand that you know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir. I'm 100 miles away from the Chinese border, first of all. 21 years of investigative experience. I've been exposing this since I was 21 years old. I have been on the front lines. I actually served on a hearing and briefing at an international child trafficking court in London about a year ago with the main investigators, David Kilgore, David Mattis, Ethan Gutman, and Dr. Enver Toti. These are the gentlemen that exposed and confirmed the allegations that this forced organ harvesting is commencing. I also have been working with the largest international newspaper in the world, the Epoch Times, and the NTD, New Tongue Dynasty Television. Their offices, we've been closed down and shut down in Vietnam. So my research is extensive. I've risked it all, and I'm on the front lines to expose this. But again, it's not about me and my credentials. It's actually about the truth of the matter. And when people actually look into it, they will see and confirm the evidence is clear. 52 pieces of evidence since 2006, and there's no doubt that this is going on.
A brilliant man once told me that it's not my job to determine whether or not somebody's telling the truth, but rather to establish their credibility. So that's what I'm trying to do here. Does it make sense? Does the evidence suggest that what you're saying is true? After watching some of the horrific videos that you have sent me, I mean, we have known about this for quite some time now. The media has been completely silent. There's just so many questions that I want to ask about the victims, who's responsible, what's being done to stop this. So maybe I'll just ask more of a broad question, and you can take it from there. What is this forced organ harvesting all about? Why is it happening?
To fuel a multi-billion dollar business. First of all, it has started as early as 1995. Dr. Enver Totti, who is the chief campaigner of forced organ harvesting, exposing this, was forced by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, in 1995 to do a forced organ harvesting on a prisoner of conscience. He fled to London and joined forces with Ethan Guttman, a Nobel Peace Prize nominee, who wrote The Slaughter, the book, exposing the persecution and forced organ harvesting of the Uyghur Muslims and the Falun Gong spiritual movement, as well as David Mattis and David Kilgore. Now, in 2001 to 2005, between 45,000 and 65,000 innocent Falun Gong practitioners were murdered for their organs, confirmed by David Kilgore and David Mattis, two esquires out of Canada. And they confirmed that 18 pieces of evidence, investigation telephone calls, piece of evidence of doctors that have come out and exposed this, hospital wards, hospitals being built because of this, and actual medical surgeons like Dr. Enver Totti that have come out. The forced live organ harvesting is taking a group of people on a kill-to-order basis, Stu, basically reducing waiting times, 4 to 8 years to get a liver, a kidney, a pancreas, or heart, reducing these waiting times to within hours to within months, and now they want to do it within days, months, and now hours, taking a large group of people, namely the Falun Gong. This is the largest spiritual movement that ever became existent in China. One out of every 10 Chinese people were practicing this Chinese type of meditation, this mind and body practice, namely Falun Gong. Very innocent and natural, but the exercises proved incredibly healthy for the organs. So the Chinese Communist Party couldn't control the massive amounts of people, 100 million people, outnumbering the Chinese Communist Party membership by 30 million people. So they banned this practice and launched a villainous demonizing campaign to eradicate these practitioners. But not only that, to kill them for their organs and then sell these organs for the massive amounts of profit. But these practitioners, these people are still alive, Stu. The blood is still flowing and are just slightly sedated to cut organs out of their bodies while alive, turning the doctors into murderers, using the Chinese military, the Chinese Communist Party's economy, the entire force of the political, social, and economic legs, and the highest ranking form of government officials, President Xi, Hu Jintao, and Jiang Zemin, the former presidents of the Chinese Communist Party, to involve themselves in eradicating this group of people.
How are the Democrats involved? How is United States politics involved with actually being complicit and participating in this horrific genocide?
There are a lot of CCP operatives. For example, Joe Biden, Obama, Clinton, have allowed this to happen because they are deeply involved in the pedophilia and the child trafficking, which is about to come out as well. Yet what I am grateful to the United States Congress, and I'm an American citizen, by the way, the United States Congress, the House of Representatives, have passed urgent resolutions to combat the forced organ harvesting and urge the Chinese Communist Party to stop. But there have been spies, Eric Swalwell, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, and Dianne Feinstein, to name a few, that have been aligning and colluding with the Chinese Communist Party. So to be complicit with evil that are slaughtering their own citizens for money is diabolical. So yes, this is there are certain people in the U.S. government, the U.K. government, the Australian government, the multinational corporations. It goes far beyond the U.S. borders that are complicit. And for example, Stu, if I may, the Australian, the largest newspaper in Australia, released a database of over 2 million Chinese communist spies that have infiltrated into the U.S. government, the U.K., the U.S., the Australian government, and the multinational corporations, and the communist mouthpieces to conceal these facts, conceal that the Wuhan virus was man-made in the Wuhan lab, and all these other things. But unfortunately, the forced organ harvesting, as has been exposed, and I'm grateful to be on your show to expose this, has still not reached the mainstream because of the massive amounts of money that's involved and the amount of people that are involved with it.
So that's what I was going to get to next. You have previously appeared on talk shows. You have tried to get this message out. Every interview that you do gets banned. It gets deplatformed. People lose their accounts. They become targeted for, quote, hate speech. The media, the so-called media, the enemy of the people, as Donald Trump rightfully coined them, ignoring a horrific genocide that makes Hitler and Stalin look like child's play.
Yes.
How are they profiting from this? Why does Mark Zuckerberg, why does Jack Dorsey, why do the people at Fox or CNN or Newsmax or OAN, why do they ignore this? How are they benefiting from this, the continuance of this?
And not to mention the United Nations that have remained silent and the World Health Organization that has colluded with the CCP. Because to see no evil, speak no evil, and hear no evil, Stu, is unfortunately a part of life now. We have given so much evidence. This is why it breaks my heart. This is why, you know, after 20 years banging down these people's doors, asking and pleading and saying, look, I'm not pulling this out of a rabbit, out of a hat like a magician pulling a rabbit out of a hat. We've got the evidence, 52 pieces of evidence confirming that this is going on. China tribunals, massive amounts of documentaries. The clips that I've sent you have shown that this is going on, and yet they still remain silent. So I am questioning where their allegiance lies. Now, obviously, this is a hard-to-believe issue and a new form of evil that hasn't existed on our planet, and as you said, makes the Stalinists and the Nazis look like child's play. But when you have evidence beyond a reasonable doubt, where you cannot question the truth any longer, why not expose this? That has been my complete question, and it's absolutely it's heartbreaking. That's why I'm grateful to you, to Alex Jones, to Steve Bannon, to Eric Medicas, who have allowed me to come on the shows. But few and far between, sir. So I don't think they're profiting off it. I just don't even think, I believe that they know about it. I mean, this has been going on for 20 years. They should know about this. This has been in the European Union. This has been in the United Nations. This has been brought up in Parliament.
It is the job of the American media. It is supposed to be the responsibility of journalists.
Thank you.
Bring yes. these things to the court of public opinion. When the
Absolutely.
Government acts against you, or a foreign government acts in a hostile way, when something is happening that directly affects you in your community, it is the job of the media to do this. Integrity in journalism is 100% gone. Which is why the media actively participated in a cover-up when we, months ago, said this virus leaked from the Wuhan lab. I was called a conspiracy theorist and deplatformed. I was called a liar when I said that this was a man-made virus. It was intentionally engineered on purpose, yes. And it's my opinion still that the virus isn't the killer. The vaccine is, or these jabs being referred to as vaccines. And that COVID, correct. And that the vaccine was not introduced to battle COVID, but that COVID was introduced to bring on the vaccines. And we're going to have Dr. Yes. Jane Ruby here shortly to talk to us about some horrific brand new findings. We've got breaking news coming on these jabs. It's absolutely mind-boggling. The media is still covering that up. They're covering up, until the last minute, they covered for the January 6th so-called insurrection that was now set up, we find out, by the FBI. The
yes.
people that you... Go ahead.
Forgive me. You nailed it. You're right on point. And not to mention Mike Lindell, the great Mike Lindell, bringing out his documentary of exposing the Chinese Communist Party rigging the election right in front of our eyes by using the Dominion systems and funding them for $400 million. Not to mention Hollywood and the multinational corporations and Joe Biden, who is installed by the CCP.
They call him China Joe for a reason. There's a reason why they flew on Air Force Two. He and his crackhead pedophile son flew over to China on Air Force Two while he was the sitting number two in the free world, the vice president of the United States. That seat was sold. It was compromised, completely sacrificing our nation's national security. I mean, absolutely appalling. These are high crimes against, so that they could profit.
Treason.
Treason. Yes, treason. That's exactly what this is. Has the international community passed any laws trying to stop this? Have any countries passed any laws? Are there any organizations or formed coalitions to stop this?
There was an independent tribunal into forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience called the China Tribunal, and it was chaired by Sir Geoffrey Nice, QC, the lead prosecutor of Slobodan Milosevic. And they have unanimously declared that this is going on beyond a reasonable doubt. You also have, again, the Kilgore and Mattis report, the findings and confirming of the allegations are true that this is large-scale organ harvesting on a specified date, Stu. This is not just some kidney in the bathtub story. This is large-scale sanctioned harvesting, kill to order, like a grotesque restaurant taking lobsters out of a tank. The only four countries, and this also breaks my heart, out of how many, 200 countries around the world and in the United Nations and the so-called United Nations who are being run by the Chinese Communist Party based on Peter Navarro's investigative work sharing about how the United Nations is run, at least four specialized units are run by the Chinese Communist Party and the World Health Organization with its patsy, Tedros, Teddy Boy, who's running the Security Council and the Secretary General. But yes, four countries, Israel, Taiwan, Spain, and Italy are the only ones that have passed and banned organ tourism from China. But Canada hasn't, and obviously under Justin Trudeau, who thinks is an absolute gangster and in bed with the Chinese Communist Party. But what I loved about Trump, and that's why they hated him, because he put the death knell in the Chinese Communist Party. He actually wrote into law about the human trafficking law, and he knew full well about the Falun Gong and the others who have been harvested. They knew full well. Mike Pompeo knows full well. Peter Navarro, they all know that this is going on. But Trump was the only one that was going to do something about it. And then the CCP infiltrated and basically declared war on America by infiltrating into the Justice Department. The deep state is all colluding with the Chinese Communist Party to destroy the American values, the constitutional republic, and the traditional laws of the United States of America. And I pray to God, Stu, I hope the friendlies, the Patriots and Trump are about to make a comeback and restore the republic and bring these communist treasonous thugs aligned with the CCP, the red devil that is bent on destroying humanity and are harvesting these innocent people while alive in death camps to justice.
Let me ask you if you know anything about this. There was a recent tweet that happened over the weekend from Emerald Robinson. And Emerald Robinson tweeted, quote, "So the head of the Chinese counter-intel efforts in America has defected to the United States. He's in the hands of DIA right now. His name is Dong Jingwei. He's provided DIA with the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. He has confirmed that a third of all Chinese students are spies." You know anything about this?
Yes, yes, yes. I actually sat down with the FBI as well and the CIA. I've got good ties with them. I'm not part of them, but I am good ties. They've also shown that this is the Confucius Institute, particularly, is a propaganda
arm. But how can you trust
arm.
The FBI after everything that's exactly. been proven about them? Why would you still be sitting down with them? I have to ask.
When I received my death threat and my assassination attempt in 2005. This was in 2005, and we discussed how the infiltration of the Chinese Communist Party, two agents basically, that the Chinese Communist Party has been using the student organizations and associations in Berkeley, UCLA, in Atlanta, Georgia, where I was brought up, to spy on and steal information from America, especially Georgia Tech. There's a lot of Chinese spies at Georgia Tech, and that's why Mike Pompeo sat down with the Georgia Tech dean of student director, I believe, or the principal, whatever he's called. Forgive me, but they had a conversation, and Mike Pompeo was adamant about how the infiltration of the Chinese Communist Party into these associations. But yes, they have defected. The CCP is on the verge of collapse too, Stu. That's which is very good. But they know full well what is going on.
And yes, you know, to your defense, a lot has happened with the FBI in the last 16 years. If you went to them in 2005,
right,
can understand that. Listen, we have about 2.5 minutes left here, but I have one more question, and then I have two more questions. So let's get right to them.
Okay. Sure.
People sitting here listening to this, oh, it doesn't affect me. I am an American. What do the Chinese have to do with me? To them, you say what?
Imagine, first of all, it was your family who was taken out of your businesses or your home in the broad daylight or in the moonlight hour, taken to death camps, your organs cut out of your bodies while alive. Wouldn't you want to expose that? Second of all, this bioweapon that's been released from the Wuhan lab, now it's affecting you. You've got no job. You're in serious stress. You've lost loved ones. Where do you think all this has come from? Where do you think all your so-called government agencies that are locking you down and telling you to get the jab are aligned with? The CCP. So it definitely directly associates and aligns with you. And you should care. You should care.
So if they do care and they want to get involved, they want to try to stop this, I don't know if there's any hope. I mean, is there any hope, first of all?
It's very difficult right now. You know, I'm tired, Stu. I put my heart and my soul and everything on the line for this. And I'm a nobody, let me tell you. All I did is try to clarify the truth, because I believe in a saying, to fail to support what is right and to fail to expose what is evil is unacceptable. So I took it upon myself as a lone warrior, connecting with people who are really skilled in the art of litigation and just really powerful people like the main investigators. What I would suggest is, first of all, read the reports, because there's certain people that will always say, well, I don't believe this guy. Who is this guy? He's got no credentials. He's nobody. Okay, he's in Vietnam. That's fine and dandy. I don't care. It doesn't matter about me. I could die tomorrow. It's not a big deal. I have spies after me. I can't really tell you a lot, but I'm risking my life to get the word out. All I can do is share the evidence. And if you don't mind me, Stu, before we leave, if I can share the websites. And
I would love for you to do that, yes.
For the avid skeptics out there, please go to endtransplantabuse.org. endtransplantabuse.org. All the reports from the main investigators are there, the Chinese tribunal, the reports, video testimonies, and all the reports from the slaughter, from Bloody Harvest. These are the books that have been written by the main investigators. There's also an award-winning documentary called Hard to Believe. You can type it in YouTube. It's free of charge. It's 54 minutes worth the read and the watch. There's also a great publication, the Epoch Times out of New York City. They released an editorial series that you can read, watch, or listen to, called "The Communist Specter is Ruling Our World" from the Epoch Times. And one more thing, I would urge your listeners to do: get involved and understand why the Falun Gong, even though you are a Christian or a Jew, I come from a Judeo-Christian family. Why I was so touched by this movement, because the Christianity has been persecuted. Even now, they're demonizing Christians, Trump supporters, and they're doing the same subtle demonization that they're doing to these groups in China. So I would love people to just actually go and see. Maybe they can just learn about it at falluninfo.net. FalluninInfo.net.
FalluninInfo.net. Coming up in just 2 minutes on the other side of the break, Dr. Jane Ruby has breaking news, absolutely horrific. You are not going to want to miss this as the Stu Peter Show continues. We want to thank Mitchell Gerber for being here and for the sacrifice that he's making or risking it all. Just hundreds of miles, spies after him, all those things. The Stu Peter Show is on. My name is Stu Peters. Go nowhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Absolutely horrifying. I mean, these are human beings that we're talking about. Makes it tough to talk about merch, but you know, I can tie it all in. I'll tell you how, is that this platform being here as the people's bullhorn is so important for people like Mitchell Gerber, for people of the international community who have no idea that any of this stuff is going on. And without your support, we can't stay here, which is why I'm asking you to go to StuPeters.shop. The first Stu Peters 100% made in the USA shirt is available. A simple branded shirt, StuPeters.tv. People will ask you, what is that? What is StuPeters.tv? Oh, hold on a minute. You don't know? You don't know about the People's Bullhorn? You don't know about the platform of truth? My goodness, it's one of the only platforms that is booming and growing where you can go find the truth. Introduce people to this by walking as a billboard, and your purchase helps us to stay on the air and allow the testimony of people like Mitchell Gerber, people like John Here to Help, the Department of Homeland Security whistleblower that will be here on Wednesday to tell all. This, we are unafraid, folks. We have to be unafraid. We have to be willing to come out from the hidden camouflage of the landscape and into the wide open. A lion will hide just inside of the wood line, buried in the tall grass, stalking his prey, waiting to make the kill. He will remain concealed until just the right moment when it is time to make that kill so that he can eat and survive and thrive and provide for his family. It is time for us to come out of the tall grass. It is time for us to come out from the wood line. It is time for us to make the kill so that we can provide for our families. And one of the ways that you can help us to stay on the air so that we can make that kill is by supporting the platform directly. Go to StuPeters.shop. Not only at that place can you purchase the shirt, which, by the way, is red. It will go perfectly with your MAGA hat. It will go perfectly with all of your MAGA gear. But also there, you can sign up for the email list. I promise not to inundate you with spam. I will not do that. I will not send you junk. I will not send you emails every day. This is to stay informed as we are deplatformed from communist platforms like Twitter, as we're kicked off of Facebook, banned from Instagram. We need to be able to stay in touch. Get over to StuPeters.shop right now. Again, that's StuPeters.shop. Dr. Jane Ruby coming up next. Well, we have confirmed reports that British Airways has lost four pilots in 1 week due to blood clots. Not one, not two, four pilots dead due to blood clots. Now, we have discussed the proven side effects of these jabs being referred to as vaccines, including things like infertility, Guillain-Barré, myocarditis, blood clots in healthy people. Of course, the airline is denying any connection between these sudden deaths and the jab. However, British Airways has a vaccine mandate for all the pilots, much like every other airline. And again, four pilots have died in 1 week. Now, at the same time, airlines around the world are cautioning passengers to avoid flying if they have been inoculated. Why? Well, because of the increased potential for blood clots during air travel. Now, I don't know much about this, but Dr. Jane Ruby does. She's an international health economist with over 20 years of pharmaceutical research experience. She's been on the front lines investigating these jabs for us, for you, for quite some time, and she joins us now. Also, Dr. Ruby will have breaking news. There's something new developing. She's got some leaked documents that we're going to expose here. But first, Dr. Ruby, can you explain how people develop clots in flight? How is this risk skyrocketing in the vaccinated? Why is this so dangerous?
Well, Sue, under normal conditions, and I mean in the absence of any vaccine or any of these injections, there's always a risk of developing a blood clot, particularly in your legs, when you fly long haul flights. It's partly because you have prolonged periods of inactivity. The cabin in a jet, of course, is pressurized, which slows your circulation, creates a lower limb. You know, you can see edema, swelling. In addition to that, if you're inactive, your knees are bent. You're compressing your popliteal vein, which is the large vein behind your knee. And this is just generally the low oxygen and the low humidity causes your blood to concentrate. But now we're adding to that these spike proteins that are being, your body's being forced to make if you do take one of these jabs. And this, the spike proteins actually activate platelets, and they damage our platelets, which are our blood clotting mechanism, causing a combination of bleeding and clots. These spikes, as I've said before, are bioactive. What happens with these clots is that they leave eventually when you do start to move, They leave your limbs and they go through the rest of your body and they get stuck in your lungs. You have a pulmonary embolism. You can instantly die. Or if they go to your heart, that's a heart attack. Or if they go to your brain. Now I'm asking the question, if these airlines are mandating the vaccination injections to their pilots and flight attendants, what's going to happen if those events occur? Pilots sit for long periods of time. They don't get to jump up and run around the plane or walk around as we do as passengers, increasing their risk even more. So you'll see that the photos of blood clots starting in the leg. I want to go back to this. Now you understand the basic problem. As you mentioned, British Airways is mandating the shots for all of their employees. And when you think about four pilots dying in a week, let's remember that airline pilots, commercial airline pilots, are some of the healthiest people because they're scrutinized literally monthly to some degree and certainly every quarter on their health, their well-being, their blood tests, their mental acuity. So thinking about the fact that there are approximately 3,600 vaccinated pilots right now and four deaths, which is a death rate of about 1 out of 1,000. One death is bad enough, but and two in 1 week, you don't even see a commercial pilot death in one death in a year. But now we have four in 1 week. And all of these pilots, we know from other sources, were given the injections. There are reports coming in right now of three Delta pilots in the United States that died shortly after getting the injection. But nobody's been allowed to examine the medical records. And I'm still searching for the source documentation on that. So I'll keep you posted on that. There's also a report just a few days ago of a cargo pilot in the United States that passed out on the in Canada, that passed out on the runway. And he had to be removed via a stretcher from that plane. And they said the flight was rescheduled. Thank God. So I began doing some digging and checking with some sources. I have a breaking report. A document was shared with me that's an internal document. It's a document that communicates between the United Master Executive Council and the Airline Pilots Association International, which is based in McLean, Virginia. And I want to share with the audience that basically what's happening, and we'll speak to this document. United Airlines the union actually got the company to agree to pay pilots to get the injection. There was some rush to get them all injected by June 1st. And if they were injected by June 1st, they got the highest amount of extra pay. I believe it was something like 13 hours of pay, which could amount, according to some of my airline pilot sources, to about $2,000 if they got the shot done. This communication, this source said to me, quote, "The union actually got the company to agree to pay pilots to get the shot. If you got it done by June 1st, it was a certain amount of money. After that date, the amount goes down over time to where if you wait too long, you get $0 when you get the injection." So a lot of pilots, this is again the quote continuing, a lot of pilots did it because they think they're going to be required to do it anyway at some point in the future, plus they got some extra pocket money. Here's another quote from another pilot who is with United currently flying. "Most of the guys I know have received the shot for various reasons, some of which are being forced on them indirectly because of the type of flying they do." I didn't qualify that with him, so I'm not sure what he meant. "If you are an international pilot, the airlines are telling pilots if you don't get the shot, most likely in the future, most of the countries internationally will not allow you to enter their country." And this pilot said, "I don't know any country yet outside of the United States that is actually doing this." So I just find this so frightening, Stu, because we're at the same time these airlines, as you mentioned earlier, are forcing their not only their pilots, but we also have a CNBC report that I've provided to your producers that show that the flight attendants are being incentivized. Let me read you very briefly a few lines from this document called The Brief, this internal document that was shared with the Airline Pilots Association International. The United Master Council says, The Airline Pilots Association, we know that they support the vaccine and the science behind it. However, we believe incentives and education should be exhausted well before any move to mandate. So you see, they are planning to mandate, even though they're in social media right now, reassuring the public, possibly and some of their employees, that they're not going to do it. Another quote, with only a few days to go before management mandates the COVID vaccine, we reached agreement on leave of absence to forestall the mandate and instead incentivize the vaccine with added pay and route restrictions. And then they go on to say, this is very important, some have asked how we arrived at 13 hours of pay. Sue, we're looking at, according to my airline sources, 13 hours of pay is, depending on the status of the pilot, time in position, around an average of $2,000. And it says here, while Delta, American and Delta both offered 5 hours of extra pay for the J&J shot and 10 hours of extra pay for the Pfizer-Moderna two-shot regimen when completed on time off. And then it goes on to say, we wanted to add pay to be enough to so that anyone who was inclined to get it but hadn't done so yet would be motivated quickly. Stu, I'm asking, what is this rush? What is this intense rush? And then, and just lastly, let me just add, because the audience might be saying, well, what if they don't do it? What if they don't take this extra pay or these incentives, better routes? They finish off by saying, if the company terminates this leave of absence incentive that I just described and mandates the vaccine, pilots who choose not to get vaccinated will then fall under EEOC accommodation process, which I can tell you, Stu, they won't be successful in getting an accommodation. And individuals who don't qualify for that process will be terminated.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do. They're holding over your head right now the availability for flights. They're saying that some countries may not allow you in there. International flights obviously pay more. If you're designated to an international flight log status, I know this from my father being a commercial airline pilot, you're not flying domestically. You're classified in a certain place because of your pay grade. So they're basically saying that you won't have a job, you won't have any hours because these countries aren't going to allow you in there. They're saying straight up that they're going to mandate this thing. The question isn't why the rush. The question is why at all? Why are people being forced to vaccinate themselves from something that literally isn't killing anybody? I mean, the thing is not killing people. 99.987% chance of recovering, surviving, beating this thing? Why? Ask yourselves the big why. Why? I mean, the fact that people can't wrap their heads around this, Dr. Ruby, it's just, it's over the weekend, I about lost my mind thinking about people out here that are actually voluntarily running towards this needle that they have no idea what the syringe contains. They don't know because the inserts are blank. The leaflets are blank. The doctors don't know. They're zombies, as you so coined the phrase. Pharmacists don't know. People are recording self-recorded videos and posting them all over the place, thousands of them, with metal objects sticking to themselves. Transmission and shedding is real. People are dying. Tremors, Guillain-Barré, multiple sclerosis, as you broke on the Alex Jones show while I was a guest host. The first diagnosed case of MS from, this is insanity.
Yeah. And
when
and
does it stop?
Can I tell you what one of the two pilot sources said to me in answer to your question, why this push when no one's dying from this virus anymore? His answer was, look at those who are incentivized by money and those who are incentivized by power, and the two may not be the same.
Yeah, absolutely sick. I hope that there are qualified pilots that are not vaccinated riding around in coach. When these planes, a blood clot is going to render somebody immediately unconscious. I know that there are two qualified pilots in the cockpit, but I mean, four in a week, four pilots dead in a week. The mainstream media not saying a word about this, other than the fact that they will briefly touch on it and then sweep the whole thing under the rug by saying British Airways has said that this has nothing to do with the vaccine. That, by the way, they are mandating. Aside from the word being absent, the word mandate is not there. But how is this not coercive? How is this not a mandate? You're going to lose your pay. You're going to lose your incentives. You're not going to be able to travel. Your flight logs will be canceled. And then, by the way, when we do mandate it, you're going to be fired.
All the while, Stu, while they're telling the flying public not to fly if they've been vaccinated.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're saying, hey, caution here. Don't get on a plane if you've been vaccinated because of the increased health risks. I mean, serious health risks, blood clots. You will die. If you get on a plane, you have a blood clot. It's not like we can pull over at the hospital here. Okay, we're 35, 40,000 feet in the air. You're going to be rendered dead, essentially.
But let's force all of our pilots to get it. And
Who are carrying thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of passengers around the globe daily. People are traveling like crazy. These few people are responsible for hundreds of thousands or more lives every single day as people travel around this country. These handful of people, they're flying in 35,000 foot, 450 mile an hour death traps is what they're doing. These people are ticking time bombs.
I think I'm going to drive too.
Dr. Jane Ruby, she will keep her finger on the pulse of all of this that is breaking here exclusively on The Stu Peters Show. Make sure that you share this everywhere. You can reach Dr. Jane Ruby with information and tips, as a lot of whistleblowers are doing from Germany, which we also have more information coming on that. The finger on the pulse of Germany, a lot of interesting things coming out of there, and you have developed some tremendous sources inside of Germany. You can reach her exclusively and privately and encrypted at drjaneruby@protonmail.com. Nobody is screening those emails. They're going directly to Dr. Jane Ruby, drjaneruby@protonmail.com. And she, of course, is a Stu Peters Show contributor. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Be safe. Don't travel. Don't fly, for crying out loud. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. If you are traveling in the air, Godspeed, God bless you. You are in my prayers. This is something that is required for us to do. It's required of business people. It's required for leisure. We are Americans that are supposed to be free, free to make these choices, free to travel without having some ticking time bomb in the cockpit. For crying out loud, this is absolutely unbelievable. Deanna Lorraine is on hold, and she says that she has even more horrific stories regarding the push for this inoculation. As I continue to ask the question, why? Why? Can you give me any medically backed research to prove that these things even stop the spread of this man-made, engineered, intentionally released, Fauci-funded bioweapon? Unbelievable. You can step on Fauci all day long. Him and Gates, Obama, the Clinton crime family, Pelosi, Joe Biden, the installed president, the fake president. You can step on all these people. Trader Joe, the brand new one, is out right now at steponsocks.com. That's right. Step on these snakes all day long, a three-pack for just $17.76. Support this platform by supporting our sponsors. I'm not asking you for donations. Instead, what I'm doing is giving you the opportunity to support us by supporting our sponsors. They remain on board. They pay us. You get something great in return. I would never bring you a product that I don't believe in. These are 100% Patriot designed, 100% cotton, high quality, three-pack of socks for just $17.76. Red, white, and blue. And now multiple designs available at steponsocks.com. You get the Stu Peters pricing. Look, you can't buy a hat for $17.76. You can't get a cheap old raggedy t-shirt for $17.76. But three packs of these Patriot Design socks, you can. $17.76, a sense of empowerment as you step on these snakes all day long, take them off, throw your feet up on the desk, show the world that you're not a sheep, that you're not going to be stepped on, but instead you're stepping on the snakes. Also, they make a great gift idea, and you can send them anonymously. The indoctrinator, so-called school teacher for your kids, Teachers Appreciation Day, makes a great gift for the liberal in your neighborhood as well. Go to steponsocks.com right now. That's steponsocks.com. Deanna Lorraine coming up right now. Nobody has yet been able to answer that question. Why? Why the push for these jabs? There is no medically backed research that I have seen yet to prove that these things even stop the spread of the man-engineered, intentionally released, Fauci-funded virus. It will not protect you from getting it yourself. It doesn't liberate you, as these governments promised their citizens that it would. People are still, in a lot of cases, required to wear masks. They're required to social distance, limit crowd gathering sizes, unless you're rioting and burning down a police department, by the way. They are being restricted from travel, and now Deanna Lorraine joins us to share a breaking story that illustrates the epitome of asinine. Get her book, by the way, Taking Back America, available at DeannaLorraine.com. Deanna?
Stu, this is a real story that's so heartbreaking. And honestly, the pandemic is really the pandemic of heartlessness and control. That's what this pandemic is all about.
I agree with that, yes.
Teaching us to be not only controlled in every way, shape, and form possible and turned into a tyrannical police state, but also it's removing our human emotions, our capacity to have compassion against our fellow brothers and sisters and trust and love each other once more. Not to get all airy-fairy Oprah on you, but it's the truth. This is a huge consequence, a casualty of this COVID roar. And in one instance just highlights this perfectly. But in Queensland, Australia, there's a couple that is trying so hard to see their father. And their father is dying. He was given only a couple days to live. So they traveled all the way around the world from the US, which they're currently residing in, to Queensland to try to see their dying father in the hospital. And they keep getting delayed and delayed and delayed. The prime minister, they've applied so many different places, and they just keep saying, no dice, we're not gonna have you able to see your own father. Now, what's crazy about this is this couple has been tested. They've already been vaccinated. They're fully vaccinated. They're willing to wear masks even. They're willing to wear a hazmat suit, they said. Even if it comes down to it, they don't care. They just want to see their dying father. And so because of this delay, the father actually took a turn for the worse and backslid in his health yesterday and had to get rehospitalized. And it's really on his deathbed right now. As you can imagine, if you think that you're just holding on to have your own son visit you, and then you keep getting news that's disappointing that they're not able to see you.
It's just a mask, probably, right? Remember that? It's just 15 days. Just right. Do this and you'll be able to do this. Just wear a mask. Just social distance. Just close down your business. Just ignore the rioting and the looting and the burning and the assassinations of police officers. Don't
just
worry about
this.
The incessant rapes. Don't worry about any of that. Just do this. Just make it one more month. Just stop traveling. Just close down your business. I mean, what is the reason that the Australian government, specifically in Queensland, are giving this couple as to why they can't see their dad?
Oh, by the way, they were going to fly in a private jet, too. And by the way, they couldn't. They were stopped at this private jet. It would have just been the two of us on this private plane. And they said, sorry, just the two of you, even though you've already been fully vaccinated, by you crossing the border, you would be too much of a threat to the rest of Australia.
A threat of what?
A threat of spreading COVID, apparently.
Yeah,
a
so
what? Picking up COVID. But they've gotten the vaccine. I feel like I'm just like beating my head against the wall.
Yeah,
right?
But because here's what we have to realize is you're beating your head against the wall because you see it. It's so plainly obvious. It's in front of everybody to see. What I'm banging my head against the wall is, why don't these people see this? I mean, first of all, vaccinate against what? You're a threat of bringing what? You have a better chance of dying if you get, fall into a pit of fire ants, for crying out loud. I mean, if you step on a hornet's nest, you probably have a greater chance of dying than if you contract this 99.98% survivable little cold. By the way, the release, the intentional release of said cold cured influenza B. No, none of that.
No anyway. Sight of that.
Yeah. I mean,
nowhere.
What a miracle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And all
God.
Respiratory... All other respiratory illnesses have plummeted too, by the way. This just hit the news. Yes, all other illnesses have plummeted because they've been rebranding the flu. They've been rebranding and reallotting everything else for COVID and COVID deaths. So obviously this has nothing to do with our health. This has nothing to do with the health of Queensland. This has everything to do with power and control. And of course it's save the lives of the elder, but give them elder abuse. I mean, this is elder abuse, what they're doing. They've been trapping these elders in homes or nursing homes, isolated in their own little room, haven't been able to see anyone else, even their caretakers, for over a year and a half.
I would like to interview this couple.
It's a jail.
I would like to interview these people and see exactly what it is that the government has told them as to why it is that they can't travel over there. And then I would like somebody from Queensland, some official who's telling these people that they can't come over there, I want them to come on this program and give me a medically backed reason.
Yeah.
Scientific research that proves that these people are a detriment to the safety of anybody. The only safety that they are a detriment to is their own by subjecting themselves to this jab, by being willing to come out of their pocketbook. I know what it costs to privately fly. I know what it costs just for me to go from here to Tampa, Florida. Cost $12,500 one way. All right.
It's not cheap.
It's not cheap at all. And these people are willing to do it all to go see their dad, and you won't let them. They'll even wear a biohazard suit. For crying out
loud. Right. There's medical sense, and then there's common sense, and neither of it makes sense.
None of it applies here.
None of it makes sense. And the fact that the compassion has been completely stripped from our authorities, and they've replaced it with authoritarian rule, should tell people everything they need to know, that this is not about your health. Right. When you are mistrusting your people around you and you're calling them guilty and unhealthy, disgusting, untouchable until proven healthy,
dirty,
with your papers, with your vaccine passport, then this isn't about the health. This isn't about your health and safety. This is, we're entering a new dystopian area where we don't trust anybody until they've shown us our papers. And even then, we have the side eye. We think they might be falsifying their papers if they're secretly anti-vaxxers. I mean, it's unbelievable, but this is what they're doing. And, you know, luckily, we have people that are waking up around the world. We need more of them, but some people are seeing through this BS. And I'm actually applauding Britain right now, because the UK is fighting back in large numbers, more so than I could speak for the US, be honest with you. And Boris Johnson, Bozo the clown, he just delayed Freedom Day again, which the name is just so hypocritical. Don't ever allow one man to tell you when you can have freedom, when you can have Freedom Day. Thank you very much, Bozo. But he's been delaying this over and over again. First, he said it was New Year's. Then he was, hey, we're going to have a very very secretive, you know, non-touching, contact-touching New Year's, so we could be open by springtime.
And we're watching these videos right here of these anti-lockdown activists clashing with police over Freedom Day delay. We're watching the video that was sent over to our producers here that you graciously found for us. I mean, look at this. You're absolutely right. These people are standing up for themselves.
Yeah.
This is what we need to see going on all over the globe. We are the majority.
Yes.
So let me break here for a second, okay? Mm-hmm. I know that you come on the program and you've got your train of thought, but you always get me riled up. And so let me just say this.
Yeah.
I need everybody to stop for a second and think, okay? You cannot allow yourself to get trapped inside of this psyop and let it become successful, because it already has in large part succeeded. But what you need to stop and realize is that we are the majority, as proven by the fact that Twitter hasn't deleted me yet. I'm scheduled for deletion there, and I have seen the image. Somebody has software.
You are on the chopping block.
I am absolutely there. Now, but they can't just push a button and delete all of us. Why? Because we are the majority. Okay, right. They can't just make us give up our guns. Why? Because we are the majority and we have them. We have the guns. They can't just make us do anything because we are the majority. They have to bribe you and coax you, which is why $1 million lottery has been introduced not once, not twice, but three times now that I have seen documented. Free donuts, free coffee, free lap dances for a year. I mean, all of these other things that you have brought to the program that you've broken here, all of this bribery taking place, they're coercing these pilots into having to do it. We know that pilots are nicely compensated, as they should be. They're very qualified people. They're tested regularly for their health. They have to go through these FAA classes, guidelines, registrations, all kinds of nonsense to be able to fly. And they should be compensated. They're away from their families a lot, but they are nicely compensated. They are still being coerced with even more money to go and get this jab as they become ticking time bombs in the cockpit of the airplanes, responsible for traveling with hundreds of thousands of people at 35, 40, 50,000 feet every single day all over the world. They are having to coerce you into doing this because they knew that there would be such a thing called vaccine hesitancy. This vaccine hesitancy, they also found out a cure for that. Well, we'll just make it a transmissible vaccine, hence shedding. This is why you feel like absolute shit anytime you're around somebody who's been vaccinated. Don't be afraid to say it. Don't be afraid to go, you know what? I don't even want to be around you anymore, because I actually get a headache. I get cold sweats. I get faint. I feel like shit. Yeah, you do, because shedding is real.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to talk about magnetism, because it is real. We have seen thousands of documented self-recorded videos of this thing happening. We have exposed on this program multiple times that the company responsible for this magnetofection technology says that they actually intentionally introduced this stuff to the vaccine. And soon we are going to find out the ingredients in this thing. And the reason why the leaflets and the inserts have been left blank, in my opinion, is because the list of ingredients is a specific amount of people who have been compensated a great deal of money to have their ingredient injected into this vaccine, this so-called inoculation. And the reason why you're never going to know what's in it is because what's in it is going to kill you. Point blank, that's what it is.
It's like a chop suey of ingredients in there. Yes. You know, I mean, it's a total free for all.
So I'm sorry. And please continue, Deanna. I'm sorry.
You took the words out of my mouth. It's just when there's large numbers, they can't really ignore us, because we're showing the true people behind the microphone. But the problem is there's so few people that stand up to this bullshit. There's so few people that actually stand up to the tyranny. So few teachers, so few nurses or doctors that are getting mandatory vaccinations pushed on them. There's so few parents pushing back for their children being forced to get vaccinated. There's so few of us that only the few and far between end up on Tucker Carlson, or they end up somewhere, you know, on CNN or something, and there's a little bit of a news story about them, or they get arrested or have their medical license stripped. That's too few. If there's hundreds of thousands of us taking to the streets every day, they simply can't ignore us. And then our power, our strength becomes our power. The numbers, the sheer numbers will overwhelm them. But until we have the cojones to go out there and protest every single day, like a lot of other countries are, by the way, they're professional. They've been doing this a lot longer than we have. We are not used to the protest culture. We're used to rallies. We're not used to protesting until we get what we want.
Well, we are no Tucker Carlson, and we definitely don't do 6 million viewers every hour, but we do our modest 2.7 million per day. And yeah. I'm willing to platform every single one of you that is having medical side effects, those of you who are becoming arrested. We still have political prisoners that are jailed by the very people that set up the insurrection on the 6th. The real insurrectionists have been identified as the FBI, who are now fleeing unlawfully to avoid arrest and prosecution. They're right out there in the wide open, yet we still have political prisoners in jail. By the way, they are also being force inoculated or sent to the hole, solitary confinement, no phone calls allowed to be made, no visitors, no nothing.
When are we going to fight to actually get our country back?
Well, I don't know what fight looks like, but I'm doing mine here every single day.
Yes, so, I am too.
You know, and that's what that is. I got to run, dear. Thank you very much for being here, Deanna Lorraine. More of her truths at DeannaLorraine.com. Get her book, Taking Back America, which is exactly what we are trying to do. I will see you tomorrow. And the pressure is going to work for weak-minded people. We have to stay strong and remember that we are absolutely the majority. We have to stay strong. And one of the ways that you can do that is through this substance right here. This is called IGF-1. Now, I am a customer of keystolife.shop. The address, if you're viewing the program, is listed right here at the bottom of the screen. Keys, the number 2, life.shop. Now, this stuff right here is manufactured from velvet from antlers on deer, a specific herd in New Zealand. Why New Zealand? Well, because the concentration of IGF-1 in the antler tips of that particular herd is super concentrated, allowing those antlers to regrow very quickly. They are the healthiest deer on the planet. That's because they're taking the substance that was previously banned. The multi-million dollar company totally shut down by the federal government. Why? Because it works. It's a lot more profitable to treat cancer, for example, over a long term of time than it is to just cure it. Because then nobody would require the treatment. We know how big pharma works. We know how the government works. We know that this is all about your kids. We know this is about demasculinizing men. This is about weakening men. This product here is making men again. There are also products for women. This is all about your health. Go to keystolife.shop. Now, one of the things that these people are doing at keystolife.shop, we have two products here. There's a slew of products available there. But this is the most inexpensive product. This is the most expensive product on the website. I put this one on auto ship because I'm a paying customer. I don't get this stuff for free. It's very good stuff. I put the cheapest product on auto ship. I got the most expensive product absolutely free. And the same deal will apply for you. Go to keystolife.shop, making men again, a proud sponsor of the Stu Peters Show. And if you support our sponsors, not only do you stay healthy, not only do you become a man again or maintain your manliness, all right? Because we're not watering down our manlihood, but also it helps to this platform to stay on the air. So we appreciate you supporting all of our sponsors. We know that you care about your health. We know that you care about your masculinity, and masculinity is not offensive. Don't worry about being a man. Be a proud man. All right. Go to keystolife.shop right now. Again, that's keystolife.shop. Well, according to Baja.com, cryptocurrencies are in big trouble. They extended losses this morning amid China's intensifying crackdowns on Bitcoin mining in the country. Bitcoin fell below the $33,000 mark, while Ether plunged over 10% to trade below $2,000. According to estimates, Beijing's crackdown on Bitcoin mining could lead to a shutdown of over 90% of the country's mining capacity. That's huge. China accounts for more than half of global Bitcoin production. Now, Bitcoin dropped 7.85%, huge margin, to $32,833 at 3:45 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At the same time, Ether sank over 11% to trade below the $2,000 psychological level. Here to talk to us about this, our in-house financial expert, a Stu Peters Show contributor. He's the CEO at Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez joins us. This is really scary, given the blockchain, the push for crypto, it's taking over the world, and now this is really plummeting. So in my outlook here, this is a scary thing. Is it scary or is this a positive?
It's both. I mean, it's like the unpredictable stock market. I mean, there's a lot of things going on, Stu, when it comes to crypto. As you know, a hedge fund manager, they salivate when they see opportunities. So what you're finding is you're finding Wall Street adopting Bitcoin as a digital asset, as a as actual allocation to portfolios. And so whenever you have big Wall Street firms, you know, doing what they do best, taking money from the average Joe, you're going to see some manipulation. Now, in regards to fundamentals speaking, Stu, fundamentally, China is doing what they do best. And, you know, I have kids. I have four kids. Happy Father's Day, Stu.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to you as well. I saw that you were at the Tampa Bay Lightning watch party. What a heartbreaking loss that was, by the way. Yep. I mean, unbelievable defenseman goal save with just seconds remaining that would have tied it up, sending it into overtime. But I know,
heartbreaking.
You know
what a three-year-old does
when
they have a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
Effectively what these
It's exactly what I looked like after that loss, actually. A three-year-old having a temper tantrum.
I know, but that's what China's doing with their currency. If they cannot manipulate their stuff, and how do you manipulate a currency, Stu? Well, you rise interest rates like what we're doing here in America, and you keep on printing money like if you're a staff on Oprah Winfrey show. I mean, you just keep on printing and printing and printing. The freaking market will break. The internet will break. The blockchain will break. Whatever you want to call it, things have to change. And so when China says, oh, we're going to basically ban crypto because they cannot change the code of Bitcoin.
Now, I know that you can't specifically give advice on public air. That would be a violation of your licensing. You could have your licensing revoked. You're a responsible fiduciary. You don't do that. But certainly there are answers for people who have tried to sway all of their money into this cryptocurrency market. People that are now seeing, holy smokes, this market is extremely volatile. You know, you're seeing real estate prices just absolutely skyrocket, while at the same time, interest rates are, building materials for new construction are through the roof. Is there a safe way to do anything to protect your nest egg amid the Social Security threat of collapse and bankruptcy of the United States Corporation? I mean, is there a safe way for me to protect my retirement nest egg?
Absolutely. There's so many ways. One cool way is Tuesday and Thursday of this week, we're doing our online class with AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Just go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. I'm actually, now that my office is being built out and there's no more hammers, it's just, you know, putting up pictures and down some tile in the lobby. I can focus on doing more product specific or asset specific classes on mutual funds, annuities, cash value life insurance, non-traded REITs. What is a mutual fund? What is a stock? I mean, what is Bitcoin? I mean, what is Social Security? There's a lot of education that you will not get with a mainstream advisor.
So this is tomorrow and Thursday. What times are these at?
You put me on a spot. I don't know it to yet because they're
Can we find the details at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com? Just go over there, sign up for one of these classes. By the way, they are free from what I understand. They're free, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
A service that you're providing to fellow patriots, go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, enter the password Cortez to get yourself in there. You can do this from home. It's online. They're about 45 minutes long. Tons of information. You know, it makes me really relieved when I talk to you and you say things like, absolutely, yes, you can protect yourself. You know, the other day when I was having a conversation, everything seemed seems really down and really dark in the times that we're living in right now, no matter what direction you look, whether it's the nuclear family structure, you know, this push for transgender, the indoctrination of our kids, the force into this vaccination, despite whatever you want to believe, the fact that the vaccination doesn't prevent us from getting sick, inflation is going nuts, the volatility of the market. I mean, racism here, racism there, bigotry, homophobe, xenophobe. I mean, it's insane. Everywhere you look, it seems like the world is just going to explode. But I had a conversation yesterday with somebody who was just, or Friday, that was, you know, yes, we can stop this. Absolutely. Carrie Madej came on the program when we were specifically talking about the vaccine, and we were talking about shedding. And I don't know if this isn't really your forte, Carlos, but I asked her specifically, can we stop this? And she said, yes. America's frontline doctors, I was talking to their top legal director, Allie Schultz, over the weekend. Allie told me, yes, we can stop this. So I love talking to people who have this optimistic viewpoint, and all of the ways that we can stop this, you will learn about at these classes at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Just enter the password, Cortez.
And it's because of you, Stu. This is really good news that you put on. That's why I am 110% proud to be working with you exclusively and from my sector to yours. We appreciate news, real news. And it's because of you, Stu, that as you and I spoke this weekend, you know, the camaraderie I share with you.
Yeah.
And the spiritual reasons, I think, is a divine appointment. But I really believe that what you're doing to America is giving that people's bullhorn that we can really trust. And it's because of you, Stu, that we're able to find a way, not just financial, but with the products, with Verb, and the socks are great. Hopefully we can do this America First Water stuff. And
yeah, we have to do that. We have to roll that out, because they're poisoning us at every single turn, whether it's in your food or your water, whether it's in your wallet. You know, on your feet, you'll never be poisoned by a pair of step-on socks. And Carlos, just so you know, we appreciate you equally. And there are no coincidences. This is divine, 100%. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Get to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com right now. Enter the password, Cortez. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Don't travel publicly on the airlines, by the way, if you don't want to crash and burn and die. Remember, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!